Chrysler's proposed reorganization comes at a time when President Obama's administration also wants to reorganize the broader economy. The administration claims that 600,000 jobs will be created or saved over the summer by the stimulus package signed earlier this year. The administration says the number for the first 100 days of that package was 150,000 jobs. But the Labor Department continues to report that hundreds of thousands of jobs are lost each month, so those White House claims seem to require some explaining. Here's NPR's economics correspondent John Itzie.
The Obama administration continued to tout the benefits of the $787 billion stimulus package at a cabinet meeting yesterday. In remarks before the meeting began, President Obama said that in the first 100 days, the foundations for recovery had been laid.
Now we're in a position to really accelerate. And so the goal here is that we're going to create or save 600,000 jobs over the next 100 days.
The president went on to refer to a number of areas where work will begin in earnest, supported by spending from the Economic Recovery Act. He mentioned improvement projects at 98 airports and over 1,500 highway locations throughout the country, cleanup work at 20 Superfund sites, and 125,000 jobs created in summer youth programs, among other initiatives. But can you really count the number of jobs created or saved with any degree of accuracy? White House economist Jared Bernstein says yes. One way is through an actual headcount, he says.
When a contract is let under this act, whether it's somebody fixing a bridge, weatherizing a home, retrofitting a building, we're asking those folks to tell us how many jobs they created.
But that kind of direct headcount would end up well short of 600,000 jobs, says Bernstein. To get to that higher number, you have to count the ripple effects of the paycheck earned by that worker with the new job weatherizing homes.
Now, they're going to take that paycheck and they're going to go out and buy more groceries. That means someone is going to have to stock the shelves and someone is going to have to manage the deliveries. And it's a ripple effect or a multiplier effect that creates more economic activity throughout the economy.
And ultimately more jobs, says Bernstein. Consumer spending, fueled by tax cuts in the stimulus bill, will generate more jobs, as will spending from the $25 a week on average added to unemployment checks. Estimating the number of jobs created by those ripple effects requires an econometric model, says Bernstein.
And in our modeling, we try to account for the different types of spending so we can get a more accurate assessment of job creation.
But a number of economists are uneasy with the precision the administration suggests. 150,000 jobs in the first 100 days, 600,000 in the next 100 days, especially in the current uncertain and fluid economic environment.
I don't buy such rules of thumb. I think they're frankly misleading.
That's Mickey Levy, chief economist at Bank of America.
I don't think there's any way to prove or disprove the number. I would say that the magnitude of deficit spending, which is unprecedented during peacetime, and the fact that it's being financed by our central bank basically printing money, should increase demand and it should increase jobs.
But Levy argues there's no way of knowing precisely how many or when.
I do applaud the administration for its objectives of trying to stabilize the economy and its role in encouraging people to look forward to recovery. But I find such estimates about jobs saved or job created a little on the silly side.
In any case, Levy says, it would not be unusual for the economy to rebound from a deep recession like the one we're experiencing now and produce 3.5 million jobs over the next 2 years. That's exactly what the administration says its stimulus package will create. But Levy says there's no way of knowing whether the stimulus spending is what will actually put people back to work. John Itzie, NPR News, Washington.